Right, we've just been to see a subject for Scandal, which is John Osborne's play text, or perhaps it was actually originally written for television, and it's having its premiere at the Finborough Theatre. Now, it's quite a short piece, but it centres around George Jacob Holyoake, who was a teacher who was, I believe, the last person arrested and tried and convicted for blasphemy. It's set in 1842, and I don't know if it has anything to say about religion, morality, and beliefs for the modern day, but it is a gripping piece of theatre, don't you think, John?
I thought it was wonderful. And I do think it has something to say for the modern age, because we live in a time where people of strong religious views are looking to find legal frameworks to make it illegal to criticise or condemn them. So that's not just Islamophobia, there's protection for Judaism, there is also, certainly in America, a lot of people lobby for protection of fervent right-wing Christianity against what you might call logic. And I think it's really, really interesting that this is a piece written in 1961, and I think was John Osborne's comment on the sort of mores of that time, but set in something like 1845, so the early years of Queen Victoria's reign, when it was taken as absolute that there was a state religion and it could not be questioned, it could not be criticised, you could not assert that there may not be a God. So I think this is all very fascinating. And it's done in a really splendid, neat, elegant way. I am so full of admiration for how they have turned what is not really a very nicely staged theatre very often, the Finborough, into something rather elegant with this traverse staging. I think this is actually, they are making the best use of something which is for another production.
Yes, the traverse is being used for the Stone Face, which is also playing, which I saw last week, which was also terrific.
But there's some pieces of just wooden framework which make the furniture and the set, which are whirled about in an almost balletic format by the six-member cast. And you think at first that this is going to feel rather gimmicky, but actually it's really elegant, and it really carries you through the piece, and it gives you a great sense of how the young man at the centre of the story is fenced in. And his performance, it's Jamie Moscato, who was the young soldier figure in the wonderful musical Dogfight at Southwark Playhouse a couple of years ago, and I think his portrayal just marks him out as a really good actor, because this is very different from the thing that he did before. And I think you'd seen him in
Bend It Like Beckham,
Beckham as the football coach. So, you know, stage musical stuff. But he's showing his colours here as a very thoughtful, intuitive, serious actor. And I really admired that work.
Yeah, and I think what really hangs on this, the enjoyment of this piece, is his performance. It's quite as exciting and thrilling piece to watch. Particularly, he gives a sort of a dark intensity to the role, and really inhabits the character, who has a speech impediment and has these strong beliefs, and as everything crumbles around him, he's still steadfastly holding on to them. But I think it's interesting you say about the the modern day sort of critique about religion and sort of its observations on that, because by chance he actually makes this comment as well about religion. By chance he actually gives his beliefs, and it's actually how he shouted down. So it could be almost like how someone by accident makes something, says something on Twitter that then becomes quite infamous.
I don't know why you're now pointing the microphone at me. I can't think of anything infamous I've said on Twitter this week.
Or in the last hour, anyway. You've been at the theatre. But anyway, it's a terrific piece of writing. It's only very short. It runs for an hour, but you'll be hooked.
Yes, yeah, really highly recommended.